This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. And Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher going through the charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of July 4th to the 8th, as we have the usual and the unusual to talk about. The impact of social media, I noticed that's one of the things that's here. But that's only one of 10 stories, and one we have a list of 10 people. Michael's going to go through those with us right now. Or, excuse me, I got to get my gerundive correct there, Michael. You are going to. You're not gonna, but you're going to go through the list, I assume, because that's why you're here, right?
Gonna. Actually gonna and wanna.
Maria.
Wanna, W-A-N-N-A, or Ghana, yep. G-O-N-N-A. Those are words.
Shame on you for using that kind of language.
Texting has changed the English language. We have shortened words, and it really started with emails. And actually, people are pretty informal. I'm fascinated by how over the past 20, 25 years, maybe more, the word hello and its accompanying word hi have been changed to hey.
Yes. That's right. I say that a lot myself when I'm talking to people instead of saying, and it's popular vernacular on a lot of television shows like Chicago PD. When these guys all get together, it's hey. You know, say hi. You're right.
If you watch a lot of the television series, you know, like you mentioned Chicago PD or, you know, there's Law and Order and, you know, all these shows that are on for years and years, almost every scene where people get together started with, hi, and hello are deteriorating in their popularity of usage. And hey, now originally when I first noticed hey, I was insulted by it. It's like, don't. You know, hay is for horses. Remember that?
Better for cows. If you don't like it, you can eat grain. Yes, that's the old farm expression.
But the English language is constantly changing. All right, let's talk about this. At number 10, we have big tech, and that encompasses everything from censorship to the adventures of Elon Musk.
What about TikTok? Does it encompass TikTok?
Oh, TikTok is changing the way human beings are wired.
Really?
Cerebral, neurological, and sociological impact of TikTok. I can't even begin to.
Are you a fan of TikTok? Are you spending time every day looking at some of the TikTok videos?
Yes.
You are.
Okay. I spend not a lot of time, but I do spend some time every day. I'm a fan of YouTube. And YouTube has picked up on TikTok. I would not be like a TikTok person, but you can't do YouTube anymore without seeing what they call shorts. And much of that has been inspired by or is actually duplicative of TikTok. Yeah. At number 9, we have race relations and immigration. At number 8, we have COVID-19, and that's tied with the new kid in town, monkeypox. At number 7, abortion rights. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign affairs. Boris Johnson's resignation is at number 5. The economy is at number 4. Number 3, partisan politics and primaries. Number 2, the January 6th committee hearings. And number 1, the parade shooting, guns, violence, crime, all up there. And it's interesting, this would have been a short week from a news standpoint, although that's basically a thing of the past, but the big story took place on Monday, the 4th of July, so everybody in the media has been working all week. The top 10 people, Elon Musk at 10, Jalen Walker at number 9, a shooting victim who sparked race relations discussions, Vladimir Putin at 8, Clarence Thomas at 7, Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom at number 6.
There's a pair.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that might be the ticket.
No, there's a choice for you. Yeah. Right. Or screaming from the boat with those two.
Donald Trump is at 5. Cassidy Hutchinson still out there at number 4. Liz Cheney at 3. Robert Crimo at the 3rd is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there's a snapshot of what we've been talking about this week in talk radio.
Do you ever confuse Marjorie Taylor Greene with Liz Cheney?
How so? In terms of
kind of looks, The superficial stuff. You don't know what to say after I ask you that.
I haven't confused them, but the reason I stopped for a second is I do know in my own life women that look like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So when I see her, sometimes I go, what? Oh, it's her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Cheney is kind of a, I don't know, she's a conservative.
Yes, she is. Well, so is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, yeah,
but the,
well,
the fight here is who's going to out-conservative the other person, which woman is more conservative than the other.
In my personal opinion, Liz Cheney is far more of a legitimate individual in terms of the national conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, exactly. You know, number four this week is the economy. And for those of you who are naysayers, worried, we're going to have a recession, things are going down the tube, everything's horrible. Stock markets went up this week. For the first time in a while. As a matter of fact, the S&P had a four-day winning streak, the longest since March. So could we be, can we be, will we be out of the so-called recession, or will the news media talk us into it so that we really believe that everything's going to hell? How is that going to work, Michael? What do you think?
I think that that there's a disconnect between the I think there's a disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street. That says it all. As for whether the news media is driving a recession, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that the economic picture is very confusing, and I don't think anybody fully has a handle on it.
But how does anybody know what's going on without the news media and the things that are in the news media that aren't really news that take apart things? For example, there was a big to-do when the Fed announced that they were probably going to go up another half a point with the interest rates. The same day, the mortgage rate announcement posted a decline, falling from 5.7% to 5.3%. Well, last year at this time, it was 3.5%. And then the year before that, it was 2.9%. Actually, go back to last July, you could get mortgages for 2.9%.
Yeah, well, the answer to your question, at the beginning of that, there was a question you asked, how is one to know what to know about the economy if there are all these competing indicators? And the answer is, read them all, study them all, take them all in, and eventually make your own choice.
How do you do that? How do you do that? How does Michael Harrison do that?
One, I'm extremely conservative when it comes to investing in anything. I'm not. When everybody's running left, I may run right. I'm a zigger when they zag and a zagger when they zig. I am not quick to buy into. You got to get a house now because the bubble's going to keep. Not the bubble. The prices are going to go. I see bubbles everywhere. I see bubbles everywhere. So how I deal with it is I'm very careful because I much of it is just hype by the commercial factors involved to get you to spend money. And have you noticed that anything that is for sale, whether it's gold or real estate, all of which are hedges against the shrinking dollar,
right.
What is it that they asked you for in exchange for these things? Dollars.
Dollars.
I've never seen anybody say, I'll give you gold. Well, especially in the gold market, and I don't want to say anything disparaging about the gold market because many of the sponsors of the stations that we're heard on have gold as sponsors.
Yes, they do.
But you know, gold is the ultimate hedge against, you know, inflation and the shrinking dollar. But if you want to buy gold, all these gold dealers, they take dollars for it. Why are they trading their gold for dollars if they don't think gold?
Why don't you trade gold for gold?
Or something. Or this whole cryptocurrency.
Yeah, right.
How the hell can a currency be a commodity? A currency is supposed to be stable. To use the term currency, that means it's currency. You don't invest all your money in a currency. There is a currency market, but it's supposed to be a stable market. Any currency that's not stable is not a currency. The whole Bitcoin thing smelled from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so
a lot of people made a lot of money on it, though,
but they,
translating Bitcoin into dollars.
That's the point.
Can bring it all back to dollars. Thanks very much. Doug Steffen here, talking about term provider for a moment, the easy way to buy life insurance. You can protect your family, and you can get peace of mind. So let's say you got high blood pressure, maybe diabetes. It's not a problem for term provider. They shop all of the insurance carriers, so you don't have to, and you'll get the best possible deal, the best rate, no matter what is your problem. Call Term Provider now, 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777. Term Provider will help you like they've helped hundreds of thousands of people get a term life in a circumstance that they didn't think they could get one. So it doesn't make any difference what your problem is. You may be a little porky, you may have diabetes, whatever it is. Call this number now and satisfy yourself. 800-230-2777. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to TopLoss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at TopLoss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. It's at TopLoss.com. You can check it online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOPLOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. That's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to TopLoss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's check in with something that I am very interested in your thoughts about: the Muslim city of Mecca being the place for the annual pilgrimage, which starts this weekend, the Hajj. H-A-J-J. Because there are so many people now in our country and so many people around the world who have converted or who are practicing that religion, and one wonders how a million people, this is not a really, it's not a big city, it's not a big place, but airplane loads of people come in from all over the world, and all they want to do is be seen in that they're walking into the main part of the city. And it's amazing. Mecca is the Mecca for the Hajj, which is going on, I think, this weekend. So it's just that's a current event sort of a thing that doesn't find its place in the story list or the people list, but a way to fill 35, 40 seconds with information, Michael. And now it's 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. He's the executive president, vice president. He's in charge. Let's just put it that way. And he has his people working. The staff is checking with radio stations all week long, all over the country, talking to hosts to come up with the research for the story list and the people list, which is the main reason that we're here to talk about things in adjunct positions. So I was just talking about the Hajj, and I used it as a precursor to a conversation, even though you didn't know that's what I was really doing, to the President of the United States going to the Middle East to talk with the Saudi king and the crown prince and all the other folks. Bilateral talks he's going to have as he goes next week to the Middle East. So it wasn't Biden the one who said that the prince is a boob or something close to that? I think he said something a little harsher than that.
I don't know what he said, but he won't be the first American president to meet with them.
I think
Trump did as well.
Well, I think that I go back to the George Bush father days when apparently as the head of the CIA, he got the goods on whatever was going on with the Saudi royal family. And I think that's what was the beginning of a long and wonderful relationship, because George Bush, after he was unprecedented, does that make sense? He became the president. He was no longer the president. But he and a couple of the members of his cabinet made a deal with the Saudis. It had to do with land, and they all became very rich because of whatever went on with it. And this is the same thing. All the American news media is always accusing presidents and other high officials of making deals that are good for them after they get out of office. Can you imagine, Michael?
Why would they report such things? These are good people. They would never do that.
Never do that. No.
They put duty above personal gain.
They do, as a matter of fact.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be elected. How could anybody be elected in America where everybody is so intelligent and the news media is so objective? How can anybody get office if they were to use the power of the office for their own personal gain, even abuse power? It doesn't happen. These are good people.
Right. Thank you for that. Anyway, you have Joe Biden says he said something about the killers of Khashoggi. Can remember that guy that was the, he was a, he got killed and cut up in pieces.
Terrible.
And it was thought that the Crown Prince was behind it. And it is, I think they've found proof that the Crown Prince was behind it. So why would Joe Biden go over and talk to the likes of these people? Is it good for business? I think one of the things he's supposed to talk about is how hostile the Saudis are to the Jews. That's on the
well,
agenda.
He'll tell them not to be. And he will show them that they shouldn't be hostile to Jews, and they'll change their mind.
Why are they hostile to Jews? What is that? They're all the... Yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, everybody comes in the same place. And Semitic try. It's interesting that this has gone on for as long as it has, and yet there's nobody that seems to want to put everybody together. The Palestinians fighting the Israelis.
Maybe Joe Biden will go there and straighten it all out. Because he's a very, very articulate individual.
Joe is going to sign, before he goes to the Middle East, he's going to, and we're talking about Joe because he's number one on the people list this week, he's going to sign an executive order before he goes, supposedly to help safeguard access to abortion and contraception and that sort of thing. The Democrats could have codified Roe 5, 6, 7 years ago when Obama was president. I think he promised, right? Didn't we have that conversation? Somebody had that conversation.
It's a complicated story, but to sum it up, yeah, they could have done more than they did. They didn't do what they could have done when they had the power
to do it. Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of power, I have the power to stop the conversation for a while because it's 28 past the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration will send its 15th aid package to Ukraine. That means U.S. taxpayers have provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion. A defense official telling CNBC the U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. Before heading off to his Delaware beach house on Friday, President Biden took some time to praise the men and women of the CIA.
And have the best possible information provided, most capable, reliable intelligence community in the world. And again, not hyperbole. You are clearly the best in the whole world.
Visiting its headquarters in Northern Virginia, Biden calling the agency the bedrock of America's national security. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is reacting to the news of an assassination of a country's prime minister.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told all the way back to the late 30s, or mid-30s.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter's board says it will pursue legal action after Elon Musk said he is seeking to terminate their $44 billion deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on Talk Radio Coast to Coast, as the Dougettes sing the way into your hearts, Michael.
The Dougettes, I love it.
The Dougettes,
it.
Yes, let's hear it for the Dougettes. Doug Steffen with Michael Harris. Yes, you were wondering.
I was wondering where those singers came from.
There you go.
Do they live in jingle singers? Or do they live in Jingle Land, you know?
They came from Gun Hill Road. That's where they live.
Gun Hill Road.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Number one this week on the story list, all the shootings. There are a lot of people who are philosophizing now. Research is being done on the theories that seem to be on people's minds. It's pretty simple. I think that, I don't know, the quest for understanding these mass shootings, 300 of which have happened in our country since the beginning of the year. It's usually black on black, and it's in places like Chicago. It's in a 4 or 5 square block area where all the shooting takes place. And it's usually drug-related, poor. I mean, this, I don't have to read this research. I got it in my head, just read what's going on. So the question really is not why it's happening or what, you know, the story, it's in black neighborhoods and blah, blah, blah. What are we doing about it? And it's like immigration. Zero. Nothing. Nobody's doing anything about it, except, am I right or wrong? Posturing. It's all about posture.
Well, I'm not sure if I necessarily want to go down the path of it being a black phenomenon, because it's way more than that. But that aside, what are we doing about it? We're posturing.
Yeah.
I heard somebody just say that.
Thank you.
You hit on a magic word. Mm-hmm. Because politicians know that they don't have the power, nor necessarily it being expedient to their careers to actually do something about it. It might take too long to do it. It might be politically unpopular to do it, whatever it is. They go to great lengths at appearing to do something about it. And it could be any of the problems we have. There's this great rush to optics. That's the word that we hear, a terrible word, optics. When you hear optics, don't trust what it is, because it's how something appears. Remember the old expression, perception is reality?
Yep.
They want to create the perception that they're doing something, but almost nothing that's being done actually will help the problem. My opinion, the problem is one of our character and our individual natures.
Well, yeah, but how do we get our character and what makes us the individuals that we are?
our education system and our parents.
Mm-hmm. So are our parents in charge of our education system? We think we are because we elect members to the school board, but are we really? Because the school board hires a superintendent who hires administrators to hire teachers, and most of them these days, especially in urban and suburban areas, are all guilty, if that's the right word, of like-think. They like speak. They like think. It's every all about political correctness and all. You got to refer. It's not education. It's socializing that goes on in schools today. I think anyway. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of that going on. I think that we have to revisit. I think we have to revisit the objectivity with which we run our educational institutions. Mm-hmm. We have to re-examine objectivity versus subjectivity. But we are at a time in our communications history in which subjectivity is becoming the dominant platform as opposed to objectivity, because objectivity doesn't sell. And that's the problem.
It's all about sales. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. That's a great thought. You know, I was, as we were thinking about, well, you just said something when I said a lot of crime is black on black. The stats suggest that. But I then was, my mind wandered as you were talking. Not that I wasn't paying attention to you, but I was.
Thank you.
I wandered back into the days.
Well, you were talking. I went out for a pizza. But that's
good
okay.
For you.
We do very well.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the violence that our country is so prone to, the rest of the world looks on America as a very violent country, even though the history of mankind is full of violence.
And don't forget that Japan's former prime minister was assassinated.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Blowing their minds, but I don't want to divert you. Go ahead.
No, that's an interesting comparative because there are very strict laws in Japan.
That's the point.
About gun ownership, and you don't ever really hear much about people getting shot up. You know, they may get chopped up by a machete, but they don't get shot. What we're so fascinated. And I guess I go back to guns and how do we get fascinated? I'm reminded of what Colt, who developed the gun, Nobel, who developed dynamite, and either Oppenheimer or Teller, who developed the A-bomb, I can't remember which one of them said it, wish they never had done. Colt said toward the end of his life he wished he had never developed the gun. Nobel said many times, that's why he put all of his money into the Nobel Peace Prizes, because he was ashamed of himself for developing dynamite. And Teller and Oppenheimer, either both of them or one of them, I can't remember which one, as I said, they were horrified at what they'd created in the A-bomb.
Yeah, well, technology is a double-edged sword. And when you invent a new weapon, you can be sure eventually it'll be used against you. That's why we call it, you know, shooting yourself in the foot, yeah. You know, hoisting yourself on your own petard. I've never fully understood that, but it sounds good. But,
yeah.
but that's the point. Now, you know, and in terms of the whole thing about mechanized guns, you know, machine guns,
yeah.
A-15s or 14s or 13s or whatever, you know, suppose suddenly somebody invents a portable nuclear device, and
right,
one for
okay.
every home in case, yeah. you know, you're invaded. Well,
yeah.
would that come under the Second Amendment? That if they try to take away your nuclear device, that you are now
isn't it crazy? We asked a question at the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com, on our social media, Good Day on Air on Twitter and Good Day Radio Show on Facebook and Instagram. The question was: do high-powered rifles belong in civilian hands? And one of the people who responded, I just kind of chuckled. This lady, Diana, said, if anybody claims they need an AR-15 to go hunt, then they must be a terrible shot. And I thought to myself, that was amusing. But right.
But the basic theory is that the civilian population should have the same access to the arms that the government has.
Mm-hmm.
That there has to be parity between civilians' ability.
Who came up with that theory? Where did that come from?
Me.
Do you know? Oh, you're saying that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is studying this, it basically is that way. In other words, if they say, well, the Second Amendment entitles you to have a slingshot. You know, at one time was a major weapon. You know,
yeah, right.
Whatever. So basically, if you follow it, the whole idea of the right to bear arms means the right to be able to combat the government if the government decides to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but we're supposed to be more sophisticated than that. We get rid of the bad government by going to the voting booth and not with a gun. Although you can't prove that by looking at what happened on January 6th, that's for sure.
See, we're dealing with problems that are traceable to our own nature. That's what I'm trying to say is we humans have a terrible time dealing with ourselves because the human, you know, Homo sapiens, what we are, this species of life, is very dangerous, very diverse, very mysterious.
We can't control ourselves, basically. And then you have things like what happened in Uvalde. By the way, the police chief resigned from the city council. That's the weirdest thing. That whole city and how it operates, man, what a mishmash of...
What happens is these tragedies reveal how dysfunctional some of our municipalities are, whether they're the federal government or they're a local town.
You know what I thought of when you talked about a slingshot?
Mm-hmm.
David and Goliath.
Yes.
That's the
best slingshot story, and it's a great story that is used to make a lot of points.
43 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with an invitation to go to a website that is populated by a lot of smart people. Smart people who are in charge at Calitrin, and smart people who go in to look around and figure out how they can lose weight, more importantly, keep it off. Those are the stories by the hundreds that are there at toploss.com. So if I'm just introducing you to this philosophy and this product for the first time, they've been sponsors of this program, my various programs, for well over 5 years, actually almost 6 years, telling the story, and they've been around, by the way, for 25 years. So their story is fabulous and successful because how would you survive in business if you weren't doing the right thing for 25 years? No more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight safely and, more importantly, to keep it off. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the information. You can spend hours there looking at where it's made and how it's made and what's in it and all that stuff, and then read the testimonials as to how well it works. Check it all out at toploss.com, and then when you get ready to buy, use the discount code Doug. You'll get free shipping, and you'll be able to buy as many. The 4th of July special, which continued for another week, you have the ability to buy 3 and get 3 free. You can buy 30 and get 30 free right now. What a huge opportunity to bring everybody in your family into the inner circle of losing weight and successfully keeping it off. That's what you want, the all-natural way. Visit toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug and get healthy the right way with Calitrin. On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, these are the featured items, the featured people. Elon Musk at number 10. Apparently he wants to duck out of the conversation with the folks at Twitter. Number 9, Jalen Walker and his death. Vladimir Putin and all the deaths he's causing at number 8. Clarence Thomas, number 7. Ron DeSantis is number 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is number 4 still. Number 3 is Liz Cheney. Robert Crimo is number 2 on the list, and Joe Biden is number 1. I guess going back to number 6, the two foremost, or some people think the four runners, potential candidates to be running against each other, the governor of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, versus the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, in the next presidential sweepstakes. Who knows? I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Every week we try to put things into perspective as we sort of zig and zag, jig and jog, if you will, between the stories, not necessarily in order in our discussions, but this is the order in which Talkers has put the stories together, order of importance. At number 10, big tech and social media. Number 9, immigration problems. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, the war. And when I say that, we all know what I'm talking about. Number 5, Boris Johnson and his resignation. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, politics and primaries. Number 2, January 6th, and the committee still doing its work with some high-level conversation about Cassidy Hutchinson, in fact. And number 1 this week are all of the violence, the guns, that issue which goes on over and over and over again. So there they are, the top 10 stories from Talkers at Talkers.com and TalkRadioCountdownShow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. This weekend, 99% of the world's population will get sunlight at the same time. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Nighttime, daytime is the same for everybody all around the world. 6.4 billion people will see twilight and sunlight at the same time because of the length of the day. Pretty amazing.
At the same time in their time zone. I mean,
yes.
It's not going to be,
no.
It's not going to be daylight at midnight,
yes,
in Moscow.
Yeah, no, it will be daylight at some point. Most of the world will see sunshine at the same time.
I'm so excited, I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to run out to the beach facing the east and praise the sun for appearing again. You ever do that? You ever watch the sun come up over the Atlantic Ocean or go down over the Pacific Ocean?
Oh, yeah. Right. I get up. Amazing. I'm a farmer. I get up early before the sun most every day.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. I love seeing the sun come up. And I've had very romantic experiences in Hawaii as the sun sets. So those are the two important parts of the day. But the whole day,
week on this show, could we spend the entire hour discussing your romantic experiences in Hawaii? That sounds very interesting.
I'm sure. Yeah, right. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the top 10 stories that Doug has in his past with various ladies. Okay, that'll be good. And then we on the people list, we could name those 10 ladies, right? We could do that.
Hey, if you're game, what the heck?
Maybe
it'll be even better than American Family Farmer.
You think?
It'll be American Gigolo.
Who did that song? Who did American Gigolo? There's a song.
Was it Blondie?
No. No. But anyway. Okay. So we've squandered a lot of your time on this program.
They tuned out.
No, they haven't tuned out, not at all. They're waiting for the next thing. So you got to stick around for a little bit because it continues. This is 10 before the hour with the charts and the focus, among other things, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman twice this week, once in the review and now in the countdown officially, looking at the stories this past week from the legal perspective that Professor Wiseman has from Bentley University. The orders on abortion, contraception, the things that are happening between states. It's like we're at war with ourselves. This is a civil war. It is. When you get down to it, it's the same kind of machinations as slavery, women and their bodies. So here we have the state of Colorado that says, you can come here, we will take care of you. If you're in a state that doesn't allow abortions, we will stand firm. We will block your extradition. Who would have thought that in the United States of America, we would be extraditing people legally from, we would have to extradite, or somebody would think that they're going to do extradition from one state to another. It's understandable when we bring Assange back from England on an extradition, but you're going to bring somebody back to Texas from Colorado because they've gone there for an abortion?
The focus of the Texas Attorney General on this, instead of dealing with real major criminal issues, is kind of appalling. But the bottom line is what I think it's a political move by Texas. However, their basis legally is going to be the Constitution. There's a part of the Constitution called the Full Faith and Credit Clause that says if something is done legitimately, a law is passed in one state, it has to be, that law has to be recognized in another state. Now, generally, what you're talking about is something like a person may make a will in Massachusetts, they move to Florida, they die in Florida, and they want to use that Massachusetts will that may not comport with Florida laws, and Florida will recognize that will under the Full Faith and Credit Clause. But that's entirely different, and it really shouldn't hold when you're talking about the personal rights of abortion. Texas, as a state, has the right, following the Supreme Court decision, to regulate abortion and say no, they're going to outlaw it. And Colorado has absolutely the same right to allow it. For Texas to say that Colorado must in turn enforce Texas law is outrageous and an infringement on Colorado law. So it won't go anywhere.
Well, they come back and say, well, our state constitution, you're talking about the federal constitution. What about the state? All the states have constitutions, don't they? And they could conflict with the federal. And all these people that talk about home rule, that was Roe v. Wade. The basis of the return was giving power to the states. That's the basis upon which they overturned it. So what about the state? If the state has a constitution, in quotation marks, different than the feds, how do you know what to follow?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting point that you bring up. And periodically in our history, when the Supreme Court has been more restrictive of personal liberties and rights, what you're saying is exactly what has happened. And so, for instance, in Massachusetts, Massachusetts' constitution was deemed to recognize same-sex marriage, and this was before the federal constitution did. And it wasn't, you know, wasn't say if you have a law that allows a greater broadening of personal liberties, but it's from a state constitution, that actually trumps a U.S. constitution where they say you don't have that right.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how clever. You know, we talk about the modern age. When you and I were kids, we used pencil and paper, and we knew how to write. And I know we sound like a couple of old curmudgeons, but the reality is that all of these quote-unquote advances are, in many circumstances, a scourge on humanity. It's given people a whole new way. Are there scams in the history of mankind that have been notable? Of course, people are always getting them. There's always somebody who's going to try to figure out how to take your money from you one way or another. But under the circumstance, it seems to have become so easy. And people are duller today. They don't question as much as we used to. Maybe they're not as cynical. Maybe cynicism helps here, Steve. What do you think?
Well, it does. And actually, you hit on a thing why one of the main reasons that many seniors are targeted for scams. You know, on the one hand, they once asked Willie Sutton, a famous bank robber, why he robbed banks. And he said, because that's where the money
is.
Yeah. But the other thing is skepticism. And there were studies done at Cornell and the University of Iowa that showed as we age, a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable. So we are more trusting. But, of course, that doesn't explain why the millennials are more trusting and they get scammed as much as the seniors.
Yeah. Well, they become dull because of all of the devices. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.